it coming.
I never want. Couldn't take that too fast. I want you to know.
Good evening.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The name of the show is 88 Miles Per Hour.
88 Miles Per Hour.
I'm Emma.
I'm Amanda.
And welcome to our show. Is it raining outside now? I can't tell if that's wind or rain.
I cannot tell either.
But things are happening out there. Things are happening.
Things are developing.
Amanda, how has your day been?
You know, I had a great Tuesday. I woke up right when I needed to for once, which is a rare thing. I incorporated my, but I did, actually that's such a lie, I incorporated my alarm into my dream. It was actually kind of a traumatic dream because
it sounds horrible.
Like, my alarm was going off in my ear because I had the phone like right next to me on the bed, so that was just stupid. And so then in my dream, the alarm, my ear like had this like ring in it that like wouldn't go away, which was the alarm, but in my dream it was just this annoying ring.
Wow.
And I don't even know, it was the most confusing dream, and then I woke up and I wasn't fully awake, and it was kind of offsetting, but the rest of the day went great.
That is indeed traumatizing. I'm sorry for you.
it's all good.
Anyways, I think we have some songs.
We do have some songs.
The first song we listened to was Shoot You Down by the Stone Roses. I don't know about you, Amanda, but Amanda and I are both playing in the Spooktacular cover show.
Please come.
On Friday night at Crafts House.
7 p.m.
You should all come.
It's going to be great.
It's
going to
be fun. There's a lot of good bands and cool people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, because like I feel like I've just been listening to like early 2000s, like just horribly good music because of it in preparation. And like, it's funny, but also like I haven't been listening to the things I like normally right. do.
No, same. I like not really as much just for this cover show, but for my band in general, because they like all love like Group Love and Cage the Elephant and like those types of bands, which I also love. And so I've been trying to like listen to a lot of that to like get my ear in the right place right. for like when we're writing stuff too. But then also like that's a very specific sound, and right. it's hard to then get away from it. So yeah, my Discover Weekly was quite interesting this week. Like yeah. literally just that.
I know. Long story short, the music this week has been not up to par.
Very specific.
Very specific is a better way to phrase it.
Up to a specific par.
A different par.
A different par. Not a bad par.
So this might be interesting.
Yeah. I think I found some that were back to my roots.
That's good. I think I did too, but I think there's also some things sprinkled in here that was a little like, huh.
Yes.
We'll see. All right. Well, I'm excited. Stop talking.
We should.
Amanda, you're going to play us a song.
I am going to play us a song.
Oh, I would really like that. Please play us a song.
I will play us a song. Oh, yeah.
Or is it you that ordered me? I could say you are the only one I see, but I can't stop at two or three. And I am afraid to need you so. And I am too sober not to know that you may be my problem, not my love. Would I be lying if I said you were too sweet? Though I'm quite sure.
We back. Plus one.
Hello, hello, hello.
And it is torrentially downpouring outside now.
Aww.
Aww. So stay dry out there, folks. Stay dry. Should we do an overrated, underrated?
We should. Do you have
someone
one?
Has to think of one on the spot. Oh. The best ones come that way. Oh,
right.
See?
Oh.
See?
Well,
that's how ideas happen.
Mine's pretty generic.
Mine's also not fantastic. Overrated, underrated. Beanbag chairs.
Beanbag chairs. Let's see. This is hard. My thought is that, like, they're cool, and I feel like you want them to be cool like fun and stuff, but like they're not comfortable.
No, they're just not. Unless you get one of the like $1,000 ones,
sure,
that are
but
actually
like
comfortable.
Your everyday childhood beanbag chair, like, not like, good back support, hurts my butt, but still super fun.
Still fun, you know, the ones we had in our common room, they were like the plastic covered ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just the lowest of the low.
I mean, I feel like this is like redefining the concept of a beanbag, but like I really wish like bean bags were more like Play-Doh, in the sense that like
true.
You could morph it to more objects than just the shape of your butt.
That's a good point though.
You know, like if you could pull it apart and then like reform
right,
it in like
a chair.
Like or like a like I don't know like a hammock or like a bed kind of object, like then I'm pro beanbag. Otherwise, okay. I think overrated.
I think you should invent that, like, that material.
Drop out now.
Of just, like, being able to, I don't even know what that is. That'd be pretty cool. It'd be cool. Also, the ones you can inflate now, they're, like, not refilled mm-hmm. with anything. It's just...
The people run around doing that. Those? Are you talking about those?
I don't know.
Mm. Oh, those are, like, very hard to fill with air.
It's like a festival thing, kind of.
Yeah, I know.
Have you tried it?
No, but when I was at Firefly Festival, there was a bunch of girls that were, like, trying to do it at, like, a campsite, like, kind of near us. They're, like, running up and down, like, the aisle.
Yeah.
And I tried to help them because I thought I knew what I was talking about. I was like, whoa, you just physics, and if you do this, you do that. And, like, it still just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work.
No.
Aw.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm talking about the same. They're, like, they look like it's a long tube just folded in half.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then
yeah. And we're talking about the process of getting the air into it.
I see. I never thought about that.
You're supposed to, like...
Yeah, run it. People look ridiculous when they're doing it.
And it's still
it just doesn't work.
Anyways.
I've never seen that part. Mm. I just saw people on the Prezon enjoying them after they blew them up, so... The dark side of the... I don't even know what those are called.
Yeah, what would you call them? I'm sure they have, like, a proper name.
Airbags. I don't know. If it's not a beanbag.
An air chair.
Air chair.
Air chair.
Ooh, I like that a lot better.
Studio C just, like, flickered on and off. Oh, and I don't know if those...
What if we lose power?
There's people there.
Spooky, scary, scary. Yeah. Spooky, scary.
I was like, it's haunted. Oh, the station has a haunted house would be sick.
Oh, wow, you guys.
Wow.
Halloween haunted station.
Ooh. Wow.
That would be
our shows
sweet.
Next week are on Halloween. Oh, my God, I'm going to dress
it,
up.
That happened last year.
Oh, we
got to
dress up. We got to dress up.
No.
Right.
Your show was on a Monday, and my show is on a Tuesday. So maybe your show was on
my
Halloween.
My show was on Halloween. I remember because someone called in specifically asking, we had played Monster Mash, and then it got, someone called in and requested it again for their kids.
Oh, wow.
I think there's probably just a troll because Skybar said he also had someone call in requesting Monster Mash.
Oh.
Well, it's like the only Halloween song, though. That's the problem. Right? We got to write more Halloween songs. Get that in.
You're
that's
right.
The,
there's
that's
a lot
like
of...
an untapped area that bands need to like get
Halloween
on. You know, got Christmas is covered. Thanksgiving's basically Christmas, and basically we Christmas. Just need Halloween music. You know,
I would.
Someone's speeding away.
Is that the Doppler? What was I going to say? I want to go like Halloween caroling. I think that would be fun. But we need more material for that.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
We need someone to write. So that's like, if you want to be famous,
like
write
a group of costumes. You go up to person's door. They're like, oh my God, there's some more kids like looking for candy.
Yeah.
Boom. You bust out in verse.
This is Halloween.
The Nightmare
Catch
them
completely.
Christmas. That's a good one.
Yes.
By surprise.
There it is. That's what we got to do.
That's what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll sing carols from the station window.
Ooh. Also a very good idea.
Not tonight, next week.
Definitely next week.
I'm not prepared.
No, me neither.
No. We got to
We don't
songs.
Have sheet music or anything.
Wow.
Where are stands?
Nothing.
Real quick. Rain. Overrated, underrated.
That's a cop out right there.
Yeah,
it's
that was
raining outside.
Well, that was going to be my original over-under.
Okay.
I was curious what you thought.
I think it's underrated because, like, whenever it's raining, that automatically means people are sad about it and people are going to complain all day. But also, like, we need the rain.
Right.
Like, there are people in droughts and things that could use it. And also, rain's fun. Like,
rain, it can be fun.
Get some rain boots on,
some
splash
puddle
around.
Puddle stomp.
If you just, like, forget about the fact that you're going to be soaking wet and just enjoy it for a second, you know? I don't know.
I second Amanda's answer.
I think it's fun. Also,
it is fun.
When you're, like, running or something, that's really fun, too.
It's like a little
more
shower.
Intense.
A little cool down.
Yeah. Because think, and in, like, movies and stuff, the best scenes, you know, in like rom-coms, it's like pouring rain, like it
speaker
adds a
on
lot
the shoulder.
Of it. Like, I
love Lloyd Dobler. I took a quiz about who my 80s boyfriend would be, and it was Lloyd Dobler, in case you want to know.
Amazing.
Just saying. It's a very good scene. I don't think
it
is. Is it raining though?
I don't know.
I don't remember. remember. I'm gonna Google it.
Called out. It doesn't.
I didn't know we were fact checking like, over here.
Wouldn't the speaker be a little bit ruined by the rain?
Yeah, but I think, well.
If anyone knows, please call in and let us know.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
Oh, can confirm.
You know.
Indeed, Sunny.
I'm thinking maybe a different. I'm thinking a different, different movie. Sunny. Just Google Boombox in the Rain movie. I'm sure it'll come up.
I don't think
boomboxes work in the rain. That's my
if
question.
If it's waterproof.
Okay.
Boombox in the rain.
If it's an iPhone.
Movie.
Also, though, I think we should like boomboxes. We've got to bring those back.
Maybe I'm thinking Night of... Yes, we do need to bring this
Thank
back.
You.
I'm thinking yes. Night of the Roxbury, perhaps. Well, that might just be darkness. Might not be rain.
Spencer, I'm
just combining different
all right,
things
I think
in my
we're
life.
Time for a song.
All right, everyone. Do we want song number 1, 2, 3...
7, please.
1, 2, or 3. Oh. There's no 7.
Whoa.
7, 3. So three.
Okay.
True.
Okay. This is a song.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Oh, I'm gonna see where it leads. Oh, there's a mountain that no man has mounted. I'm gonna stand on the peak. Out there's a land that time don't command. Wanna be the first to arrive. No time for pondering why I'm wandering on while we both survive. To the ends of the earth, would you follow me? There's a world that was meant for us to see. To the ends of the earth, would you follow me? If you won't ever say my goodbyes to me.
Whoa. That was a good song. Songs that we have listened to in the past couple minutes here. Were Already Love by Will Dorado. I thought that was two words, but it looks almost more like Wild Dorado. Will Dorado. It's like wild. I don't know. Words are hard. Then we listened to Breezy by Spencer Radcliffe. Simple Kind of Life by No Doubt. And the last song was Ends of the Earth by Lord Huron. And now we have...
A little ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Our good friend.
Ring-a-ding.
Oh, why, hello.
Hello, Fee.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi, Fee.
I'm on the air.
Do you hello. Have...
I have facts. Okay, are we ready for the first fact?
Ooh, yes, yes.
These facts are candy themed.
Ooh. Candy themed?
A little pre-Halloween.
I love this.
You might have to speak right. loudly because yes, you're very quiet.
Please. Okay, I will. Hold on.
Beautiful.
a dentist invented cotton candy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. I feel like he should be barred. Yeah. But they should be barred from their profession after that.
But think of, that's actually yes, really smart.
Yes, he practiced dentistry.
Because that makes him money, yeah. right? Get some cavities out there. Yeah. Make some money. That's actually
we've all
smart.
Been fooled.
Yes. Ooh.
That was a good one.
I like that fact a lot. All
right, fact number two. Pez comes from the German word for peppermint, Pfefferminz. I'd like to apologize to Germany because I'm sure that was butchered.
So I'm guessing the original Pez yeah. were just peppermint flavored then, maybe?
Yes. They were. They were.
I don't know.
All right, fact number three. Ooh. The magical tastiness between the Kit Kat wafers is actually crushed up Kit Kats.
No way. No.
Yes, it's recycled Kit Kats. It's,
I don't
yeah, like the duds
it.
From the factory.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
They just put them in the middle.
That's so smart.
They just messed up, they so they just stick them in the middle. Is that the idea?
They're freak.
Yeah.
Upcycle.
Wow.
They upcycled it. You
that
know?
Is so smart.
I'll never eat a Kit Kat the same way again.
Never
again. It's not just chocolate. Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
All right, fact number four. 64 million Tootsie Rolls are made per day.
How many? 50?
64 million.
64 million.
Oh.
Not just during Halloween, but every single day.
I like Tootsie Rolls. Do you like Tootsie Rolls?
Me too, me too. I also like the fruity ones.
I like the fruity ones, too, and the vanilla ones. Fee, you like Tootsie Rolls, too?
I like Tootsie Rolls, but I feel like the fruity Tootsie Rolls are just Starburst in different shapes.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like maybe she might have it on my own.
I feel like Fee is just like exposing the candy industry right now. Just taking them down from grassroots campaign.
I'm just a muckraker of the candy industry.
big candy.
All right, final fact. A typical child's loot of candy on Halloween has about 1,000 calories. Per half pillowcase.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's depressing.
That is sad.
Just don't
per
think
half
about it.
A half pillowcase.
That's
a lot of candy.
That's actually, yeah, I'm thinking about a pillowcase filling.
But I also feel like I could eat a lot of
definitely
that.
Definitely could eat it. Oh, wow, I miss being a kid. Halloween was the best. My neighborhood went hard. It's a lot.
Yeah, candy's great. Well, thank you for your facts, Fee.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Hopefully I'll be back for Halloween with some Halloween facts.
Ooh, yes, you will.
Yes, get excited.
All right. All right.
Good night.
Good night,
B. All right. I enjoyed those facts.
Those are one of our favorite groups of facts.
I miss trick-or-treating. It was fun.
No, my neighborhood was so great because it's just like off by itself. Like, it's not like a connector to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was literally the entire neighborhood just prancing around. And we had this one guy that we would go back to his house like 5 times because he was like, he just didn't care.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, everyone make sure to eat all your candy tonight. And we'd be like, you got it, Mr. Howe. And it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a good time. One time we saw the Northern Lights when we were trick-or-treating.
What?
It was pretty cool.
I think one time.
Very good memories.
One time I got a quarter.
Oh, nice. That trumps all my other things. Yeah. Way better.
Have people ever come to your house, Emma?
Emma, where's your house? Why wouldn't they come? Emma, no.
No,
live
my
on a busy road.
Yeah, I live on a very busy road.
Oh,
it's very depressing.
No. Yeah. Where would you go trick or treating then?
my friend's neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No neighbors
no
for
No
Emma.
Neighbors for Emma. I've been neighborless
well,
all my
I'm
life.
I'm so sorry. I was just going on about my great experience.
It's okay, though, because we're going to give out candy.
I'm so excited.
Next week.
Oh, my gosh.
To all the little
chillins.
Will
this chillins. Be your first time?
I think it will be.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I'm a noob.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
A lot of expectation then.
I already have a cauldron. We can put all the candy in.
Oh my gosh.
We can get dressed up.
She's been practicing in the mirror every
Hi, kid.
Hey.
Hey.
What
I'm
are
working
you, what,
on.
What costume are you wearing? Oh, wow.
I'm going to be really sad if no one comes.
I know. So am I. But we have kids literally across the street.
We'll go to their house and be like,
come. Well, see, I'm worried. We got to get some kind of lights up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they won't believe that we are going to be there.
Yeah.
Thanks for them. Because
maybe we can make
a
big sign.
Yeah. Yes.
Sign. A sign for the people.
Come trick or treat here.
Exactly.
Here.
Or one of us can stand outside beckoning. That would be creepy. I was going to say beckoning the children to the house.
Yeah, we shouldn't be.
Might
no.
not be
we
taken.
Just want to give them delicious chocolate.
Maybe we can stand on our porch and just throw it down to them from up there.
Like a gentle toss. Wonderful.
I don't know. All right. Wow, this has been flying.
I know, time is flying by.
I've only played like 2 myself.
I know, me too.
I've got another.
You got another?
Are we looking?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's flying.
I hear it.
Carry on. Whatever I need, you know, see, won't be tried.
Just wanted to give a shout out to my boy Garrett Lilly in South Carolina. He's been kicking some butt. It's soccer. Hey, Garrett. Also that.
Yeah.
Whoa. We don't. But who does? Who does? We should play another game real quick. Do we have another game we can play? Oh man, I should have thought of this before I started talking.
A fun game that sometimes I do on Nick and my show, if people don't know each other, I mean, we all kind of know each other here, but one is one person ask a question. So, like, I would ask a question to Amanda.
Yes.
And then Emma would tell me what she thinks Amanda would
let's
respond.
Play. Let's play. Let's play. Let's
this
play.
Is perfect.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Hit us with a question.
Answer, ask me a question.
Okay, Amanda.
Wait, what happens after Emma answers?
So you then you tell us you answer,
oh,
and
oh,
then
I
say what Emma says.
Or I don't have to tell you in secret.
Well, that way we can, that way, like.
Oh, we can truly
that
know.
That way we can truly
know. Okay, okay,
right,
let's play.
Right, right.
Sorry.
Now I need a good question. A meaty question.
There's nothing you're wondering about, Spencer? Gotta have one question.
Emma, can you not? This is stressing me out.
I'm gonna play you some concentration music.
Okay, thank you.
My goodness.
Focusing. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, I was gonna play you.
I mean, all right,
we can still listen to it.
It's not a. Alright, well, we can. Well, alright.
That's not,
it's not,
that's
concentration,
not concentration music.
Okay.
Yes?
If you had to pick.
Ooh.
This is good.
This is really good.
If you had to pick one form of transportation that you could use for the rest of your life,
okay.
What would it be?
Oh my gosh. I have to think about this. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Don't listen. Okay, I'm not listening.
Okay, I have given Spencer what I think your response is going to be.
Amanda, what is your response?
Roll the blades.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Ooh, what did you say? What did you say?
Emma, always the pragmatist, went for the legs.
Oh. I just thought that you were just going to go with, like...
You know, it was... Oh, that's actually a better choice. Because I was going to say that. I was going to be like, running. I'll just run everywhere.
That's what I thought.
But then I was
thought.
Like, that's boring. I'll just do rollerblades.
Rollerblades.
So technically she was right for my instinctive answer.
Okay. I think that's almost deeper. You know?
It really is.
More
intimate. That's like
a intimate.
Better guess. She won that.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
won that. I was the one who
right,
won.
I think the...
I love that
I
music. The music was perfect.
That music was amazing.
I felt so intense.
Yeah, it was. Here we go. This is a real show.
Is this happening?
Like a movie. But yes.
Yes.
Legs.
I think rollerblading would be more
rollerblading
fun. Maybe less practical.
With legs.
But
both
so.
Right. We're both right.
Okay.
Or roller skis.
What's
roller,
a roller skis?
Guys,
I've heard.
Guys,
roller skis?
Roller skis. You must look them up.
I'm going to do that right
is
now.
Is this a Maine thing?
This is like a New England thing.
Okay.
And also, this was my dream Christmas gift for like 4 years and I never got them because they're like really expensive.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
It's for people who are like hardcore cross-country skiers who need to stay on their skis in the summer.
Tip-top shape.
Roller skis. You know? They're really cool.
Damn.
Not the most, like...
Oh my God, they sensible. Look kind of silly.
No, they like... I don't know how you stop, like... But I have fun with that, too, though.
Ridiculous.
The pinnacle of athleticism.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know how you stop. That's my question. But you have the pulse, so like maybe just like
pizza.
Get some pizza up there. French fries. But like, how do you do that with pizza. Wheels though?
French fries. I don't know. I mean, how do you stop on
rollerblades?
Yeah. You don't.
Back.
Oh,
put your heel back. Yeah.
You run into a wall.
No. I figured it out. You just got a hard put your heel.
Gotcha. Drag it.
Just do some drag. You got to do it in advance, so can't do any fast stopping. So, like, if a car just, like, pulls out in front of you, you're dead.
Well. It's
really unfortunate. So.
On that note, do we have a PSA?
I do believe that we do.
Oh, and then guest number one is here.
I just had to run in the door, got a quick one for you. It's about autumn outdoor exercise. It's just really short to remind you that autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. It's very important to remember that.
I love that. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome.
The trees have been getting nice and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Very colorful. It's been very nice. Well, thank you.
Good foliage.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, unnamed guest.
You're quite welcome.
Number one, will we see you next week for Halloween?
You will indeed. It's very spooky time. Very spooky time.
Spooky.
It's going to be just brilliant.
I'm very excited for it. I think maybe we have time for another song or two.
Maybe one to two songs.
Should we tell the people what they've been listening to?
Yes.
In case you didn't know, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. 80 miles per hour. Alright, Spencer's out. We made him laugh. Okay.
I felt like you didn't really hear anything coming. What were you going
to
do?
I was just going to do like a real low guttural.
We'll practice.
Yeah. We will practice.
Anyways, the song we listened to before all of this happened was What I Need by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Now, here's another song.
Yay.